All right, this is a list of what is essentially sabotage. So obviously it's the least fun of the bunch, most full of the most evil by your fellow human against you. Sorry about that. And, you know, if you're wondering how I know all this stuff, it's because I've been in business for years and years now, and I've probably done hundreds and hundreds of second opinions. I've been kind of become a go-to second opinion contractor. And so I follow behind a lot of bad people, and I see what they do. And so the first on this list is the disconnected wire. It's a classic scenario where, you know, you call somebody out to fix your furnace or even just to do a checkup on your furnace. And then the following spring, the AC doesn't work. Now, in some cases, you know, that's going to be completely innocent, you know, just happenstance. But in some cases, it's because on that prior repair, you know, it could be the middle of December. The furnace repairman knows you're not going to turn your AC on for months. And so he disconnects a wire or does something to disable the AC to plant the need for a repair the following summer. And he, generally speaking, he figures you're going to call him back. So that's what that's about. The crossed wire, absolutely true story that I summarized in those two or three sentences there. This was a major company, large company, supposedly reputable. They installed this lady's furnace. So it really is kind of a horrible thing they did, because this is, you know, a customer of theirs that has already paid them thousands of bucks for a furnace, and she had them out for AC check, and as far as she knew, it was fine. Now, the AC might have been 15 years old or something like that, and she just called them out for a checkup, and they gave her all this bad news, and she was just getting a bad feeling, so she just sent them away, and luckily, it was mild weather, so she didn't turn the system on, and I was there 3 or 4 days later. I don't remember exactly, and, you know, if she needed AC, I probably would have gone sooner, but it wasn't urgent because she didn't need it, and I got out there, and I found that motor. They told her she needed a new motor, and I found this motor wired in such a way that had she turned the AC on in the intervening time, that motor almost certainly would have fried itself. And this was no innocent mistake. I've never seen a motor wired this way before. They wired it to guarantee that it would fail. And think about what might have happened. This is actually kind of clever. They do a checkup. They say a motor is going to fail. And let's just pretend they're not so damn greasy and slimy, and they actually seem trustworthy to her. So, but maybe she just can't afford it. So she says, no, I'll just take my chances. And then a week later, 2 weeks later, because, you know, at certain times of year in the Bay Area here, we have pretty mild weather. So it takes a week or two for her to turn it on, and it doesn't work because the motor fried because they planted that. But she doesn't know that. So she calls them, and they come out and they go, yeah, that motor we told you, it's bad. And instead of realizing she got completely hoodwinked, she goes, yeah, you guys told me it was going to go bad. Man, you guys are good. So rather than being seen as scoundrels, they're seen as, you know, telling the future. They're amazing. So that's, Lucent Schroeder Corp. True story also. And I've actually had this confirmed. When I say confirmed, the enough evidence was there that it was almost certainly the case that at least two times in the past couple years, I have found people that had zero Freon in their system because of Schroeder cores that were loosened. You know, Schroeder cores, same kind of core you have in your car tire or bike tire. And if the technician wants you to lose your Freon so that you have to call him back, he can just put a tiny little crack in it, just kind of, you know, crack it open a little bit, like loosen it a little bit, and it will very, very slowly leak. And if they do it properly, if they do their badness properly, it'll be pretty slow, and you may not have to call them back for weeks or months. You know, it depends. It's hard to be that accurate about such things. So, true story. They call that was specifically this guy called another contractor for a checkup, and because as far as he knew, like the lady before, it was working fine. He just wanted a checkup. You know, unnecessary checkups have caused more problems. I'm not saying don't do check. This is a tangent. I'm not saying don't do checkups, but I'm just saying be careful who you hire, and, you know, if you don't have a good contractor, don't get a checkup until you get a good contractor, okay? Anyway, so he calls for a checkup. He thought it was fine. They say it's low on Freon, and he sends them away because they're greasy, slimy sounding. And sure enough, he loses his Freon, and I filled it up. I tightened the core, and it's been, what, a year and a half now or something like that? He's gone through basically the better part of two summers, and he's been fine because it was never a true problem. All right, planted evidence. This was another one. This has only happened once, but that I've seen, which means it's happened a million times I haven't. But I was called for second opinion because a duct cleaner, and duct cleaners will pretend that they can work on furnaces and ACs, so watch out for that. Duct cleaners in general are just to be avoided. I have a page on the website about duct cleaning. Please read that. Please, 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 please. It's an excellent page. I mean, some of my pages are kind of dry, but that one, I did a good job on that one, so check that one out. Anyway, duct cleaner goes out to do a dryer vent cleaning because that's the one thing that duct cleaners do that's actually needed. Yes, you need your dryer vents cleaned once in a while, of course. So she calls him out for the dryer vent cleaning, and he offers to do a furnace check, a free furnace check. Yeah, well, why wouldn't you want free? Why would this guy offer unless he knew furnaces? He doesn't know anything about furnaces. And he returns with some horrible-looking pictures. And, of course, you know, like a lot of bad guys, he wasn't really that convincing. He was kind of slimy sounding. And so she sends him away and calls me to take a look at the furnace. And I found debris in the blower compartment that I've never seen in the blower compartment before because it was dryer lint. Well, who has dryer lint except a dryer vent cleaner? So, you know, again, if your system is working just fine, be careful who you call to have to look at it. And particularly duct cleaners. Oh my gosh, dryer vent cleaners keep duct cleaning in general is a scam. Take a look at that page I just mentioned on my website about it. All right, finally, the wrong capacitor. This I've seen quite a few times over the years, and it's not always sabotage. Sometimes it's just poor truck stock. But you know, compressors use capacitors. I'm simplifying in the extreme here, but the capacitor gives the compressor a boost, and when the capacitor fails, the compressor doesn't run. And you know, if your compressor originally came with a 40 microfarad capacitor, and if they don't have it on the van, well, they can put a 50, 60, 70, 80. Any of those will likely get the compressor running in such a way that you won't really notice the difference. But if you were to measure, you'd find your amp draw has gone up in the compressor, which slowly wears it out. It could take months or years before the problem turns into a failed compressor. And so sometimes it's just because they don't have good truck stock. Even then, of course, it's totally wrong. But other times they do it on purpose because maybe you have an older unit and it's plausible that it would die a few months later because it is so old. And again, it's sort of like the lady with the motor. They'll predict it. They'll go, yeah, you know, I got it working, but boy, this thing's on its last legs. Now, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But they're going to make sure it's on its last legs by putting in a capacitor that's rated double what it should be, which gets it going and just stresses the heck out of it and causes it to quit. So that is the end of the list and the end of this page.